Staring at the sidewalk, she never lifts her head. She knows better. Pretty girls like her can end up dead or worse. Eye contact is risky. Ideas in their head. Her shirt's a little tighter than her father would have liked, and her lips a little brighter than they ought to be on nights like this. She holds her breath like this is life or death, like a woman has no right to walk down her own street so late at night. Her stride is steady, high alert, won't make a sound, let alone stop to flirt with the next thing that whistles. She's quite an eyeful, and she'll leave you with a mindful. But a step too far, she knows this bar even better than her rifle. Hands in her pockets, innocent and meek, far from weak, she seems asleep. She's had her dreams torn up, ripped at the seams, and she screams without a sound. Didn't help then. Why would it now? They said they all believed her. Did nothing to retrieve her hope, but they gave her back her clothes from that night, as if they weren't drenched in fear and loathing. She's going down. No point in chasing her now. She's got half a mind to find him, give him just what he laid down before, with a legion more. There's a score of women he could have called, but he didn't have the balls to leave when she said no, acting like he didn't know. She wished he was a stranger. Well, stranger things have happened. Naivety evaporated in the time it takes to call a cab, man, you're drunk. It can only go bad from here. And it did so quickly. And if only she'd have known, she'd have stayed home that night, just like she does every evening now. Doors locked tight with all the lights on, deadbolts fastened. Is it safe? Not in her mind. She tries to find the peace that left her quite some time ago. But with the state she's in, it's too far gone. And it's wrong to think that this all happened for a reason. If that reason is that a man can take what he wants without asking, because she looks good, then so be it, they say. This day and age, we prey on the victim and pray for the aggressor. Isn't it tragic? His scholarship's gone, his punt was magic. He had it all at his fingertips, but he used his hands wrong. Somehow it's a crime to wear a skirt above this line. If our minds don't change, our culture won't. En route to the iceberg that sinks this boat. Well, it's our fault, so shoulder your own. As we didn't teach them then that if yes means yes, then no means no.